I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. It's October, and time to think about planting spring flowering bulbs such as tulips, daffodils, crocus, and hyacinths. There's nothing like the look and scent of these beauties blooming on a cool gray April day. And now is the time to act. Purchase bulbs now, but wait until mid-October to plant. Planting too early during a warm fall will encourage them to grow before winter, potentially harming them. Speaking of harm, many gardeners are frustrated with their tulips and crocus not growing in spring. One of the main culprits are rodents. Mice, voles, and chipmunks love to dig and eat some of your prized bulbs. But you can outsmart these critters. Rodents don't like the taste or smell of daffodils, fritillaria, allium, snowdrops, and grape hyacinths. However, they love tulips and crocus. So, plant fewer tulips and crocus, or mix these bulbs with the ones rodents don't like to confuse them. Plant tulips and crocus close to the house, walkway, or between the sidewalk and road, where mice and voles are less active and away from bird feeders. When planting, add crushed gravel or crushed oyster shells and seashells around the bulbs, and even create a layer of crushed rocks 6 inches deep around the planting hole. Rodents don't like tunneling through these sharp materials. You can also deter them by placing hot pepper flakes or castor oil granules in the planting hole. You can also spray liquid castor oil around the planting area. They don't like the taste or the smell. So with a little planning, you can protect your treasured spring flowering bulbs from attack this fall. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about Japanese anemones. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.